This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
You got some drama you need help with?
Mm-hmm.
A problem? A question you want solved? Get your questions in now to Text Roulette. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. You never know. We might land on your question. And it's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. We've got a lot of texts here. Wait, let me hit refresh.
I'm spinning the wheel. While you hit refresh over there.
21.
Scroll down, number 21.
Hey. Can you do something for me? 21. Okay, hang on. Ooh, this is work drama. Oh, this is big work drama.
All right, maybe people have been...
It
Seeing
says,
this kind of thing happen at their
and
own workplace.
I saw this question earlier pop up. I'm glad we landed on this one.
All right.
Hello. I'm in sort of a situation. ... How do you deal with your boss dating your coworker?
What the what?
He reports to her, as do I. And that's all it says.
So
that
those,
is it.
Those two must be involved.
Two words. Human resources. Man, don't you go to HR?
Right, but you don't have any proof that you would... You would have to go to with proof, right? You can't just all of a sudden walk in. I wouldn't want somebody walking in here to HR and saying, hey, guess what? I think Radar... No, it's not happening.
Okay,
what are you talking about? We went to a business lunch.
Let's assume that they all know. Let's assume they all know. Otherwise, we're going down a path of, do they, aren't they dating? We don't know that.
Right.
Let's say that but if this person's saying, how do you deal with your boss dating your coworker? That tells me it's out in the open and people know that they're dating. He reports to her, as do I. So what I'm reading between the lines here is that there's some sort of favoritism going on.
Yeah. Yeah, big time. Because it's like,
favoritism,
how do you deal with this?
Because we both
report to her and it seems like he's getting the better treatment. You need the better client? You need a better account? You're going to have a better job over here? Yeah, we'll give you the easy one. You want to take off and work early? Yeah. No, Sandy, you can't. You need to work late. What?
Yeah, the boss.
I don't know if it's Sandy's her name, but.
The boss and the coworker are taking 3-hour-long lunches while everybody else is sitting there going, where are they? They're not in the meeting, okay?
It's a business lunch. See, that's what I mean. You really don't have that proof that they're, quote-unquote, dating. If they're taking a long lunch, maybe they're going to lunch and actually discussing things.
If there's something going on at work that is making you uncomfortable, or you feel that there is favoritism happening, there needs to be someone that the boss reports to. And again, I went with HR. You need to report this to say this is not a good work environment.
It's a slippery slope,
though. I don't work in HR. Maybe someone in HR can fill us in on what to do and how to handle this.
Because that's a slippery slope. All of a sudden, now anybody who feels butthurt at work is going to go to HR. Well, guess what?
Isn't that what HR's for?
Oh, guess what?
For people that are butthurt, go to HR?
No, no. You can solve things on your own. Be an adult. I mean,
but
you're not going to go there with everything and be
adult,
like...
It sounds like they're not handling this professionally. And if you don't feel like you can go to them and address them directly, that's what HR is for. It's meant to protect the employees.
Sure. But what if you don't have proof or you're just... Like I said, all of a sudden, it could be somebody else in the workplace going... Huh, well, you went to HR and got that solved? Well, I feel like I should have got a raise last year, but I'm not being treated fairly. I'm going to go to HR.
Then do
can't
it.
Can't be going to, no, you can't be going to HR for every little thing.
Why are you pushing back against trying to reach out and get help for this person?
How do you know they're really dating? Dating What if they're just...
It's not in quotes. It like says, how do you deal with your boss dating your coworker? He reports to her as I do.
I mean, if there's proof that they are actually dating, you'd have to have that proof because HR is going to sit there and go, okay, how do you know this? How do you know? And give me some examples of the favoritism. Give me examples of, do you have pictures of them
That's
out?
That's exactly what you need. You need.
You have to do that before you even go to HR.
You need all that. You need all that evidence. Okay, who works in HR that can help out here?
Big time.
414-432-1099. The question we landed on. Hello, I'm in sort of a situation. ... How do you deal with your boss dating your coworker? He reports to her as I do. Definitely sounds like favoritism. How do you help out this mixed listener?
Somebody just kind of feeling a little like not appreciated and wants to feel appreciated. You know what I mean? I mean, because HR will say that.
Maybe.
Hey, are you sure it's not just your feelings on this situation? Let's get some evidence here. But yeah, exactly. How does HR work these things? Somebody, we've got to have listeners in HR
and
who have dealt with this.
You can remain anonymous when you join the show. 414-432-1099.
Your calls and opinions coming up next after a break from our sponsors.
Psychologist Linda, thanks for joining Text Roulette. It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix. And the question that came in said, hello, I'm in a sort of situation, ... How do you deal with your boss dating your coworker? He reports to her as I do. Okay, what's the advice?
It's interfering with the day-to-day activities, then go to his boss.
If it's interfering with making money, you're saying, go to his boss.
Well, her boss. It sounds like the boss is a female.
Yeah.
Well, there's somebody above, unless he owns the company.
Yeah, there's got to be somebody above her.
But what if they're the owner of the company? We don't know how big this company is.
Well, if they're the owner of the company, she's just going to have to let it play out. There's really not much she can
do. Not much you can do if they're the owner.
Yeah. Thank you, psychologist Linda.
From my experience, HR is useless.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Don't say that. Well, and you say that, and we have a text that came in saying, be careful, I have had employees who are dating get the approval from management. That's okay that they're dating. So now you're another hill.
And if that is the case, then this mixed listener has to assess, do they want to stay in this situation or not? Is it worth the headache, or is it time to go find a job somewhere else?
If there's not a rule against dating an employee, there's not much you can do about it.
That's kind of tough.
That is tough. Thanks so much for the call, Linda.
You're welcome.
So here's another text that says, every company I've ever worked for, there was a company policy that stated that people couldn't be dating if one reported to the other.
Okay.
I think it should be brought to HR's attention. I always thought that to be the case as well. There are times that I joke with Eric and I'm like, hey, when they ever fire me here, I want to go work for you. And he explained, he's like, you couldn't. I could not be
your boss.
I couldn't work directly for him, though I would love to, because when we did work together as equals, that was fun. I enjoyed doing that. But where he worked, that's not allowed.
That would really work out because you're the boss at home. He'd be the boss at work. So then you'd be even.
Yeah. Here's another message that says, maybe ask if you could be switched departments.
Oh, there you go.
I get the not wanting to go to HR for fear of retaliation.
Yeah, you don't want to be caught in the middle of that love triangle either. So move into a different department, different boss.
How this plays out or find another job.
Yeah.
I think those are the best solutions we could come up with for this mixed listener. Thank you for sending your question in. We always send the audio back to the listener that sends in the question. So thank you for helping them out. And if there's something we can help solve for you, a question, a life decision you're pondering, send it to the Siding Unlimited text line, 414-432-1099. We might read yours later on the show.